Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:28 PM, that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is June 12th. Well, today we had some follow through on the big pullback that we saw on a number of tech shares on Friday, but there is certainly a point that needs to be made about differentiation and then also about leadership. When we look at what has been pulling back, the shares that have pulled back most are those that were most overextended relative to their trend means, and they pulled back almost in unison. We're certainly seeing at least some evidence of algorithmic trading systems having had this mean reversion potential programmed into their pricing engines, that we have had some really quite impressive advances, some very large overextensions relative to trend means, and now some evidence of some pullback and consolidation. And if we look at, for example, Amazon got all the way up to the big psychological 1000 level, and it pulled back really very sharply on Friday, but it did not hold the decline. It rallied well off the low, and it held reasonably well in here today. It pretty much closed where it opened. It was still down on the day by a tad, but there was a very large tail on the candle on Friday. That suggests that there were bids underneath the market. Investors have been largely conditioned to have bids under the market because of all the flash crashes that we've had in the last few years, and that has generally been a profitable strategy. But often what we also see is that prices come back and test those lows, because you get the initial bounce, but the debilitating nature of the downward dynamic and the size of the decline tends to have an impact on sentiment. And that is also, perhaps it is heightened by the fact that the price is in the region of this big psychological level, and that it is so overbought relative to the trend mean, because when we look at it on the weekly, that we can see it could quite easily fall perhaps another $100 and still be in the region of the trend mean. So the chances are that we are going to be in for a peak. This is a peak of at least short-term significance. We could be ranging below 1,000 for a couple of months, which would allow a reversion to the trend mean to happen in a very orderly manner. And I suspect that that is the most likely scenario. If prices rally significantly from here and break through 1,000, well, then we have very clear evidence of an acceleration. And that would, I think, represent a trend ending beyond the short term, but rather that we could be moving into very rarefied territory, and valuations would begin to get to places where we could be starting to talk about a bubble. So the fact that we are getting the potential for mean reversion in here, that is actually quite healthy for the market. And it isn't, of course, just Amazon. Google was also trading in the region of its big psychological $1,000 level, and it is now trading around $960, but it was off its low in here today. Microsoft was not nearly as overextended on the upside, so it has not pulled back by as much, and it still has this progression of higher reaction lows. But when you look at, for example, Activision, which has been among the, I think it's the second best performing share this year, well, then you have a clear downward dynamic. It pulled back again in here today, and when you look at it on the weekly chart, it's been a phenomenally impressive advance, but it is really quite overextended right now relative to the trend mean. And I think that is, it isn't so much that you get a key reversal on one share, but when you get a preponderance of key day reversals on shares that are really quite heavily overextended relative to the trend means, then you have to give the benefit of the doubt to the fact that we are now in a risk-off phase, and that's, I think, the most likely scenario right now. Then, when we think about this in terms of leadership in the market, leaders lead for a reason, and leaders lead in both directions. Those are adages that David has coined over many years. leaders lead for a reason. So the technology sector has been leading on the upside. It has been relatively immune to the occasional wobbles in the rest of the market, and it has it represents the clearest growth engine within the economy. And not least because of the increasing reliance on data and the ownership of large data sets that a number of these large companies have. That is, so they lead for a reason, we know what the reasons are, but then they lead in both directions. If this turns into more than a short-term peak for the technology sector, then it is also likely to represent a headwind for the wider stock market. And so far, the wider stock market has been really quite inert. So, for example, the S&P 500 was down 2 today, and it wasn't down very much on Friday either. This has been really a very inert environment. The same could be said for the Russell 2000, where it was down 2.5 and it continues to hold at the upper side of what has been a 6-month range. No great deal of evidence of the panicky selling pressure there. So what it also suggests is that the shares that have pulled back most and are pulling back most are those where there was clear evidence of leverage longs, and some of those are now being unwound. But then we also are beginning to see evidence of bargain hunting, or a switch out of some of the really high performing shares and into those that have got the potential to revert to the mean in the other direction. For example, Under Armour is breaking up out of a 6-month range in here today. It was up over $1 and is looking increasingly likely that it will be able to push back up towards the what is now still a declining trend mean. So there is evidence that people are beginning to look at things that might represent lower risk in the very short term. When we look at the world equity performance table, we can see that the majority of indices were down in the region of 1% in Europe today. So down, but not in a dynamic manner. And if you look at, for example, the Eurostoxx index, which is 300 of the largest Eurozone shares, then yes, it was in negative territory, and it is a bit overbought relative to the trend mean, and it is in the region of the previous peak, but this was not a dynamic decline. And we have seen previous declines that have been larger, even within the context of the uptrend to date. So this is still a relatively inert period of consolidation, but it is a period of consolidation, and there is still the potential that it could be deeper, and that we could have, and something that we see relatively frequently is that a process of mean reversion can unfold in a hybrid manner. They don't always just come straight down or go straight sideways, but often they go sideways for a while until people begin to lose patience, and then they pull back sharply. And there is the potential that that is what we have in Europe. In Asia, the majority of indices were also in negative territory and down about 1%. And the H-share index in Hong Kong was down about 1%. It's encountering resistance at the upper side of this short-term range, but I think most people would be looking at that psychological 10,000 level, and if that holds, I think people will continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. So when we're looking at this market right now, there has been a risk that we would move into a more corrective phase, and not least because we have had such an impressive advance since the US presidential election. But that we are now also entering the less favorable time of the year for markets, and that over the last 5 consecutive years we have had a wobble during the summer, and there is the potential that that is what we're going to have again this year. When we look at the bond market, the long bond is continuing to hover here below the 155 level. It's at 154 even right now. It's the upper side of the range. It's the region of the 200-day moving average, but it does need to sustain a move above the 155 area to confirm a return to demand dominance. And oil prices, having rallied in the early part of the session gave up the entire advance and pretty much closed out the day unchanged. If you were to ask yourself just simple filter questions, is this market trending or ranging, then you could only possibly say ranging, and it's not even ranging it in an inert manner, it's ranging in a really quite a volatile manner. There's no clear evidence of demand or supply dominance, but there is ample evidence of resistance in the region of $60, and that is perhaps the most important point, that we could be in for some volatile ranging in the oil market for the foreseeable future, not just in the short term. What we do know, though, is that it's got a four in front of as the first number right now, and that anywhere around the $40 level is likely to represent support. So we have already seen a pretty impressive decline. Palladium, it continues to represent the clear leadership within the precious metal markets. It was up 15 in here today. It is racing towards this $900 area, and that might represent an area of resistance. Palladium doesn't really have a particularly good record of being able to hold breaks to new recovery highs, so we might get some pause in consolidation, and that's probably good news for the precious metal markets. Gold prices were down again today, but again not in a dynamic manner, and that we are getting some consolidation of what was generally a really quite impressive advance over the last 6 weeks. I think that the majority of investors will be looking at the progression of higher reaction lows, and gold does have ample space in which to consolidate and still have the upside given the benefit of the doubt. Then, when we look at the dollar, the euro was reasonably unchanged in here today. It is continuing to hold here around this 112 area. I think the odds are still in favor of a further test of the upper side of its range, but it is difficult to really make a very bullish case about the euro, whereas I think people are beginning to question just how low the dollar is going to go, and a lot of that is going to be tied to the legislative agenda that the Trump administration can push through. And the most important thing that I think a lot of people are looking at is whether they are in fact going to, at the very minimum, announce a tax holiday for foreign for assets held overseas, and or at least a very low rate for bringing them back, and not least if they were employed to boost capital spending in the US. If that were indeed to happen, that would probably be bullish for the dollar, but in the meantime, the potential for deregulation or for a real attempt to tackle the tax code, they do not look particularly. Or at least right now, there isn't anything on the table that suggests that they're going to happen anytime soon. So we could have the dollar weakening a little bit more. But if we do get a broader stock market correction, it could strengthen. What is really required, rather than giving all of these competing arguments for why the dollar should be going up or the dollar should be going down, we should simply confine ourselves to looking at the price action. And the price action is such that we've had the euro has held a progression of higher reaction lows for the last 6 months. And I really should just bring down that it's been since the beginning of this year, and a break below 111.5 would really question that progression and suggest that the dollar is rallying. In the absence of that, we would have to give the benefit of the doubt to the euro strengthening at least back up towards the upper side of its range. So I think the big picture right now is that we have been through an incredibly impressive advance, and there are the beginnings of signs that we are moving into a process of consolidation for things that have done really very well. The VIX index did not hold its high in here today. I think if we look at the medium term chart, There have been occasions when it has sustained a move above the trend mean and they have not held beyond the very, very short term. But by and large, the index has encountered resistance in the region of the trend mean on a number of occasions over the last year and a half, and it paused in the region of the trend mean again in here today. I think a move, or perhaps more accurately, a close above the trend mean would likely suggest that we are moving into a more volatile environment. In the absence of that, this reaction could be limited to just a pause. I'm personally positioned expecting it to be somewhat more of a mean reversion pullback, but that would likely be dependent on some of those very high-flying shares pulling back additionally. And just a couple of parting thoughts on the soft commodities sector. Corn prices today were in negative territory, and we're seeing some evidence of a failed upside break here. It's really quite a similar story with wheat prices. They were right there at 450 last week, and they have pulled back sharply. So now we need a clear upper dynamic to confirm that that we're seeing evidence of demand returning to dominance. In the meantime, rough rice prices continue to hold their progression of high reaction lows and are currently around 11:30. A break in that progression would likely signal a return of resistance around the $12 area. So there is some, I think that there is reason to treat these commodities on their individual merits. And copper prices have been holding this $2.50 area. They were in mildly negative territory in here today, but this continues to look or to bear the hallmarks of a first step above a type 2 bottom. And as long as it's holding the $2.50 area, we'd give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.